Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com, Steelers Insider. It is the Hawk Report. Yes?
What the F was that?
It was the hawk sound effect.
It blew my damn eardrums out. What is that? Did you get an actual hawk to come into a recording studio?
I didn't record it.
Don't ever play that again. I'm going to suffer permanent hearing loss.
Okay, well, take it out on the person that put it in there. It says hawk sound effect, 8/20/2025, 5:17 p.m. Could not have been me, 5:17 p.m. I'm on the air with you, buddy.
You absolutely could have put it in
How?
There.
While talking to Jeff, I'm putting it in the system. Donnie, who did it?
I mean, I think it was our boy Jack. I think you had him do that
the intern.
One day.
My ear
Blame
drums,
the intern.
That was
Text
jarring.
Him right now, and when you have to go to an ear doctor, bill intern Jack, and say it's your fault.
Oh.
All right, Jeff. So Cam Hayward's not on the injury report. That means he was a full participant, and he's playing on Sunday?
So Cam Hayward, because he did not have an injury, does not need to be listed on the injury report, much like T.J. Watt was never listed on the injury report 4 years ago. So he's not on the injury report because he doesn't have an injury.
You're not giving me the all systems go answer that Steelers fans want to hear.
Well, I mean, I think you've seen videos, but all I can tell you is he's not on the injury report because he doesn't have an injury.
When does this get cleared
up? Let's look at it this way. Hopefully we talk to him tomorrow morning and get some of this cleared up. That's the hope. Now, he has said that he will not talk until there's resolution. So we'll see.
He has to talk. If he doesn't talk tomorrow or Friday, he's going to get fined for it, right?
Yes, he's subject to fine, yes.
So most systems, Jeff, if we talk about all systems being go, universally understood, green light on the system means go. Red light on the system means no go. Yellow light on the system means, we're working on some things. It could be either way. Could you give us a light designation just generally on systems that interests you right now? Just systems broadly. Could you just say a color here?
Well, I'll put it this way. I feel confident that he's going to be out there on Sunday.
And what gives you that confidence?
I think what we're experiencing now are both sides with their last-minute offer. It's the going, I'm going to go to my manager and check and see if I can give you this price, and it's I'm going to walk out of this dealership.
Oh, God, here we go.
I think that's where we're at.
So wait,
right now.
Do you think there's actual discussion going back and forth, though? It's not just him hoping the Steelers go back and talk to the manager. You think that both sides are actively discussing something here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Whether it gets done ultimately,
no, that,
we'll
that's
see.
Newsworthy to me, though, because
but I'm still confident. I'm still confident that it's going to happen.
I wanted the clarification there, Jeff, because there was a part of me that thought that they were just stonewalling him completely here and not listening to anything he had to say or his side of it, and that was going to make this potentially much uglier. That's all.
So how do you think this ends?
No,
so you think it ends with him playing, but do you think it ends with him playing with more money, or he just like bites the bullet and plays, Jeff?
I mean, I guess I'm with some of my brethren over there that thinks that something is going to happen and that, you know, it's just taking a long time to get there.
Do you think it's a new contract completely or just fronted money if it's taking this long?
No, I think it's fronted money.
Okay. Yeah, so do I
think it's fronted money.
Well, then I would just say, unless I'm stupid here and don't understand how this stuff works, which is always a possibility, it doesn't seem like fronting money is that complicated of a discussion. We agree on a number that we front you. We all come to some agreement. Money gets fronted to you. There is a random direct deposit in your account. Everybody goes about their business.
That would have been easy, wouldn't it? Very simple, very easy. But yet this has dragged out as long as it has. Whether it's the team trying to show, like, listen, we're going to take it to the end because we don't want everybody coming here. But if we say that one of our greatest players, we took him down to the last minute and finally, you know, gave him what he deserved, then that's an exception. But if we just say, oh, here you go, then that might invite more people after a good season to say, I want to renegotiate.
Jeff, who do you think?
That's what I think.
Who do you think is the likeliest candidate to fill Harmon's shoes on Sunday?
I mean, if you look strictly at the two deep, it's YA. I think it's going to be a committee, though. I think Loudermilk will be a part of that committee. Black will be a part of that committee.
So the Jets want to run the ball.
YA will be a part of that committee.
The Jets want to run the ball. First play of the game, Jets look like they're going to run it. Who are the three defensive linemen out there, if you had to guess?
That it's Hayward, Benton, and Loudermilk.
Ugh.
But that doesn't mean that Loudermilk will have more snaps.
I know, but why even because
I'm looking at it this way. We've seen from Tomlin's history that he will give every benefit to a veteran. And it's kind of like, you know, the guy who starts in a basketball game.
I was just going to say,
man who comes
I was
in.
Just going to say, this feels like John DeGroat starting for Jamie Dixon or Torrey Morris starting back in the day before immediately getting pulled for Ontario Letton like 22 years ago, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, of all the games where you wanted to have Harmon out there, I mean, you're facing one of the Jets stink, but they can run the ball. They've got two legit running backs and obviously a quarterback that could rush for four digits in a season if he's healthy. So, I mean, you would love to have Harmon out there. We'll see where that depth is. I mean, they brought in a veteran. They drafted YA along with Harmon. They believe that Loudermilk's taken a step. So we'll see how that depth really looks. And here's the other part, because we asked Keanu Benton about this today, and he said that, you know, they've got a grittier mindset, and they're realizing it's not just about rushing the passer, it's about stopping the run game, and that they have that mentality. Well, that's going to be tested, obviously, in week one.
I'm going to ask you a couple snap questions. Who gets more snaps on Sunday, Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson?
It will depend on how it goes, but I'm going to say Calvin Austin.
Who gets more snaps on Sunday, Kenneth Gainwell or Caleb Johnson?
Kenneth Gainwell.
Who gets more snaps on Sunday, Jonnu Smith or Darnell Washington?
Jonnu Smith. But Darnell's going to get snaps. I mean, I'm sure you guys probably played or have heard
Aaron Rodgers is raving about the guy.
Loves the guy. And Darnell himself, in a story I'm doing for tomorrow, discusses how he wants to have a bigger role. He feels like he's ready for a bigger role. And, I mean, Aaron said it. I mean, to watch him in practice, and we saw him in the one exhibition game on the touchdown, I mean, he just looks like a different guy. He looks like the guy that teams wouldn't have passed on in the draft if this would have happened a couple of years ago. That's fully healthy and showing off some of that potential.
Jeff, I think Rodgers got asked by Pursuta today, basically, is it going to be football 101? And they were going back and forth about there's unscouted looks that you'll see that neither team's put on paper, either offensively for the Steelers or defensively for the Jets, really both sides of the ball for both teams. Which unit do you give the advantage to? Steelers quarterbacked by a brand new guy at that position? Jets defensively run by both a brand new coordinator and head coach on that side of the ball?
I give it to the Steelers, actually, on both sides, just from the number of veterans they have on the team. Not that the Jets don't have some veteran defensive players, but on each side, I mean, to have Rodgers and Metcalf and Jonnu and Freiermuth, I know they've got a younger line, but they really believe that Frazier can handle anything at center. Obviously, there's questions about the tackle. And then defensively, man, I mean, with Queen and assuming Cam's out there, even if not, you've got Watt and Highsmith, Ramsey in the back with Slay. I mean, you've got so much experience. You would think that team would be better able to handle unexpected looks.
Jeff, your 2025 Steelers record prediction.
Well, I mean, 17-0, obviously. I'm optimistic. I'm going to say 11-7.
11-6.
Do they make the playoffs?
They do.
Do they win a playoff game?
I hem and haw because it depends on where and who, but I'll say no.
Okay.
See, that wasn't so hard.
For others, it's excruciating. Like getting your fingernails ripped off with pliers or toenails. All right, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
I mean, either way, we're wrong.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, I went 7-10.
He's the only person who's gone that low.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's picked a losing record.
Pony and Johnny the Barber.
I was going to say, I've heard nobody.
Johnny the Barber.
And Charlie record. Borges, but Borges he's a very negative
Borges
person.
Took 8-9. Johnny the Barber, who thinks if they had more Ohio State players, they'd go 13-4 and Pony.
Yeah, not exactly elite company here.
Jeff, can you answer this snap question? Can you name three Ohio State graduates quickly who have started at quarterback for the Steelers?
Mike Tomczak,
mm-hmm.
Justin Fields,
two.
And Kent Graham.
Boom. That's why they call him the Hawk. Play the sound after I take my headphones
Hold on,
off.
I'll lower it down to the lowest decibel level,
Thanks.
Multi, for your old ears.
Thanks. Oh, that's much better.
See you, Jeff.
See you, boys.